Delaware Center for the Inland Bays director Chris Basin stands at the edge of the Little Assawoman Bay just south of South Bethany. He points in the distance to where 43 acres of hard clam farming will be in two sections of the water when watermen begin raising shellfish next year.
Hard clams are farmed underwater, so you just see some buoys out there. Maybe if you got a real low blowout tide, you might see some of the clams. Basically, the clams are laid on bottom, and you have an industry standard practices. You have netting that goes over the clams to keep them in place.
Even with a little bit of rain and cloudy skies, the bay on this day is peaceful. But some homeowners along the shoreline worry shellfish farming could change the serene way of life they enjoy and recreation on the bay. One of those homeowners is Diane Maddox, co-founder of the Coalition for the Little Assawoman Bay. She's lived in Water's Edge for 15 years.
I love the water. I love the ocean. And the bay, actually, to me, is more interesting than the ocean anymore. There's a lot of bird life there. There's beautiful moods. It depends on the time of day and the tides and the winds. So they're always changing environment there.
The state initially wanted to put long poles in the bay that would stick several feet out of the water, identifying acre plots. Maddox said she worried these poles would have been an eyesore for people living near the bay and would also interfere with people kayaking. Members of the group say they're not against shellfish farming in the bay, but as homeowners, they want more notice about what's going on near their homes. They visited Legislative Hall on Wednesday for a committee hearing on a bill that would resolve some of their concerns. The bill ensures pole markers in the bay identifying acre plots would be replaced with buoys. It also limits shellfish farming in the bay to hard clams only, which was already part of DenRec regulations passed in December.
When that possibility came up, we thought that was a good compromise to do that because it would be less destructive, especially to all the recreationalists who are out in the bay, all the kayakers, the stand-up paddleboarders who wanted to use the bay. We were so worried about the safety of kids, especially banging into oyster cages.
And the bill limits where watermen can farm clams. Coalition members Chris Basin and DenRec see these 3 points as a compromise and the bill as a way to ensure that compromise has the force of state law behind it. But Basin says there is a downside to that.
It appeases that particular stakeholder group, while at the same time it makes it harder for the potential oyster farmer or clam farmer to get out there and make a go of it and have a successful business. So it will impact the economic and environmental benefits of aquaculture.
If the compromise becomes law, the 43 acres available will be kept where they are, in two sections of the bay. Basin worries that could further limit participation in the program and its potential to help clean the bays and have local clams on the market.
Certainly, there are other acres in that bay that might be even more suitable for farming and have great environmental benefit, and I think that those should be left on the table.
DenRec Secretary Sean Garvin believes for the people who live near the bay or use it regularly, these changes make sense. He says he hasn't heard any concerns from watermen about the number of acres currently available in the bay. Shellfish enthusiasts are now selecting their plots through a lottery process. Acres in the Little Assawoman Bay are going fast. One-third of the available acres have been taken as of Thursday.
And so I suspect as that process goes through, if there's more demand than supply, probably we'll have further conversations.
For now, Garvin says the shellfish aquaculture industry is on track for its long-awaited start. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.